at the 2011 Farm Progress Show. I'm visiting with Kenny Wallace. And Kenny, first of all, I understand this is your first time out here at the show?
Boy, oh boy, is it my first time to the Farm Progress Show. I am blown away. I said, this is like our Daytona 500. I've never seen anything like it. You know, everybody's searching around for new innovations, whether it's seed or, you know, combines or tractors. And, you know, the hits just keep on coming. Every time you see something, you want to buy it.
Well, I'll tell you what you need to do is get outside of the inside where they're doing the harvesting demonstrations, because they'll have all these combines lined up taking turns, and it is a sight to see.
It's just amazing. I mean, I watched it, and I said, I just can't believe that these huge companies, I mean, this is just the biggest undertaking, you know, that I've ever seen in my lifetime. You know, when you really see what's put in to farming, you know, and I think sometimes we just say farming, we don't give it, you know, it is our life. I mean, without farming, we starve, you know. I mean, so everything that's involved, I mean, all the automakers are here, for example, with pickup trucks and cars and you name it.
Well, it's all about technology, and, you know, you guys drive on some amazing technology. People, I think, kind of understand that, but do they really understand how much of it's going into producing their food?
And that's why I become the family farmer, American Ethanol spokesperson. You know, if I told somebody I was at the Farm Progress Show, 90% of America would think you'd show up and there'd be hay bales hanging around. This is technology at its finest, you know. I mean, the seeds that they're creating right now to yield these fields, get, you know, a lot of corn. I mean, it's really neat. You say, what's going on over there? Oh, you know, right now that's a big deal over there. Go inside, you know, Stone Seed or Stein or Monsanto, and, you know, technology with scientists. And, you know, farming is high tech now, and that's what I learned.
Absolutely. Well, you've been here long enough to have met a few farmers, I'm thinking. I know you've got some fans here, too, but what kinds of things do they want to talk about?
Farmers make me feel good. And this is no lie. You know, your show is big. And, you know, just like racing, we have our shows. And, you know, there's millions of people involved in NASCAR. What has surprised me so far about the Progress Show is hundreds of farmers, they notice me, they stop me, or they come by booth 250 and they say, hey, thank you so much for putting up for us. We really appreciate you. And, I mean, that really humbles me. Really, really humbles me. Just puts me to my knees. And I really appreciate it. It makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing.
Well, I had an interview with the president of Chicagoland Speedway a few minutes ago and let him know. We did a poll on our websites this past week asking, what do you think about ag-related sponsorships of sporting events, which, of course, could be a NASCAR race.
Right.
It was an overwhelmingly positive response that good idea, good way to reach certain audiences. So, you know, what the Illinois corn growers are doing and others with you is really some money well spent to help reach an audience that you're reaching with that message.
And the great thing about these marketing dollars going to fund my race car is this. The farmers, as we all know, everybody listening to the show right now, we know where the marketing dollars come from. The farmers and their loved ones, they're voting, hey, you know, 25, 35 cents, you know, per bushel of corn goes to marketing. Where are we going to spend that money? These farmers are saying, hey, you know, give it to NASCAR, give it to Kenny Wallace, because we're getting more out of this deal than we've ever got. You know, you can only put up so many signs down the highway. So we're reaching 200 million people a year.
Well, I don't want to take up too much more time because I think you've got a long way to go yet today. But that's Kenny Wallace. Great to see you. Maybe we'll have an opportunity. I know there's a race coming up again in Chicago here just in a few weeks, actually. I assume you're going to be up there?
Yeah, I'm excited about the upcoming NASCAR day to Chicago. It's going to be big. It's going to be standing room only. It's inside the Chase for the championship. You're going to be able to see Dale Jr. go at it against Tony Stewart, you know, and fight for the championship. So remember, Chicago is inside the Chase this year. It's a new date. It is going to determine the championship. It's not the championship race, but it's one of those 10 races. So come out. You'll see the family farmer's car, 09. I'm easy to spot because I'm the guy up in the top 10 every week.
All right. Yes, it is. And it is fun to watch you guys. I hope we get a chance to do it. So here from Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.